Welcome to The Baseball Show, Chicago's only interactive nightly show focused on the Cubs, the White Sox, and Major League Baseball. On radio, on app, on podcast. Listen to the show your way on ESPN 1000 or the new ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Goose Island Beer Company and sponsored by the Points Bet Sportsbook. The Baseball Show on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
It's the Baseball Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. The Chicago White Sox over the weekend, Abdal, they take care of business. They win four games against the Kansas City Royals. They sweep the Royals on the road. Now on to Pittsburgh. They will be taking on the Pirates. That game will be starting in just moments with Dylan Cease on the mound, who's 5-2 with a 3.29 ERA, taking on the right-hander Joe Musgrove, who's 0-4 with a 6.62 ERA for the Chicago White Sox, as they continue to fatten up on teams in the Central Divisions, the AL and the NL, the Centrals, the teams who are no good, the Royals, the Pirates tonight. They also have a three-game set next weekend against the Tigers. The Sox looking to pad their stats as then they get a tough stretch to finish out the season against the Twins, the Reds, the Indians, and the Cubs. So the Chicago White Sox looking to continue what they saw over the course of the weekend.
And it looks like they're going to have to keep this up because they're tied right now for first place with the Indians. They're a half game up on the Twins. So this looks like this is going to be a battle moving forward, Chris. And you're absolutely right. This is exactly what we talked about, you know, on Friday before this, or on Thursday before this series started. And on Friday, where it's like, look, go in and win three out of four from the Royals. Sweep the Royals if you can, because this is when you need to make up your ground. This is when you need to show that you're a good team. Old White Sox teams would, you know, they'd show up every once in a while against a good team, but and then they'd also play down to their competition. These guys continue to play well. Dylan Cease had a good outing against the Royals on Thursday. In five innings, only gave up three earned runs. They went 11-6. The offense has still been there. So it's just keep winning. You're playing a team that's 13-25 right now, or 26. The Pirates are 13-26. This is a team that you should beat up on. This is a team where if you're looking at their schedule moving forward for the White Sox, you want to win this series. There's only two games, so you want to sweep these two games. Go and win a series against Detroit, because that's, like you said, that's when it starts. You've got four games with Minnesota and four games with Cleveland. That's what we've talked about it. I said it one day last week. Their stat of the night, or the number of the night that day, was eight. You have eight games, and you've got three teams that are separated by half a game right now. And Minnesota, you've got four against Minnesota and four against Cleveland. You get to fatten up on the Reds in between, and then who knows what's going to happen at Chicago. They beat up on the Cubs last time. They could beat up on them again, or the Cubs maybe might be able to find something in that second time. But ultimately, this is going to come down to eight games, the Twins and the Indians.
So the White Sox are 26-15. They are off to their best 41-game start since 2006. They were 27-14 at that time. They were 28-14 after 42 games in 2006. So the Chicago White Sox playing some of the best baseball we've seen them play in quite some time. And Sunday, the Sox win 8-2 over the Royals. Dallas Keuchel was rolling, and then he leaves the game before the sixth with lower back stiffness, something we're going to have to keep our eyes on, because The one thing we kind of know with the Sox team is, to this point this season, the depth for the rotation is not necessarily there. Yes, Cease has stepped up. He's going tonight. Yes, Dane Dunning has looked good, and we hope to see more from him. And Lucas Giolito has been fantastic. But Dallas Keuchel has really held this group together. His performances every fifth day to give you a solid veteran in the rotation has really allowed this lineup to flourish and to beat teams like the Royals 8-2 once every 5 days. And that's kind of what you've seen the script of this season kind of go. So we got to keep our eyes on Keuchel. Will he be okay to make his next start? Do we know how he'll kind of handle this back issue going forward. So that's something just to note from Sunday. They were off yesterday. But you're right, Abdal. Now you get to face off against the Pirates. Beat up on the Pirates. We've seen you do this already this year. So continue on that path. Anderson will be leading off. Mankata at third. Grandal catching. Abreu at first. Aloy in left. Encarnacion, the DH. Robert center field. Mazzara right. Madrigal at second. We saw Robert move up in the lineup last week.
Yeah.
Now he's back down to where he's been kind of all season. I'll bring it up. He needs to be higher up in the lineup. We saw him, I believe it was last Friday, where Aloy was behind Robert, and it was like, okay, now you're really giving him some protection in the lineup, and you're allowing one of the best players in baseball this season to actually see some pitches. Now you see him back down tonight, Mazzara and Madrigal behind Robert.
I think that's kind of the frustration that you see with some Sox fans who are frustrated with Ricky Renteria about his lineup choices and how, yes, Robert needs to be moved up and how, you know, you need to protect him a little bit so he sees better pitches. And that way, you know, Eloy can see better pitches and everybody. So you want him moved up. I'm surprised they haven't made that move permanent because you would want to get your better hitters more at bats, but that involves moving them up in the lineup. But it's something that, you know, that might need to be addressed before the playoffs. Back to what you were saying about Dallas Keuchel, where, you know, if he's injured and this is a serious injury or something like that, you need him in a playoff run for sure.
Oh yeah,
you can't ride just Lucas Giolito and hope that Dylan Cease and Dane Dunning stay hot, right? Like Dylan Cease, he's still developing. Dane Dunning's obviously still developing, but you want two guys you can count on. The other thing is the leadership that Keuchel brings. We've talked about it before. What he's done during the season is, you know, kind of not really calling out guys, but more calling out the entire team. You know, taking everybody and the whole staff to dinner and spring training. And really, he's a good veteran presence for this team because he's one of the only ones that has gone through this before, right? He's won a title. He knows what it takes. And once you get to the playoffs, there's more teams in the playoffs. There's an extra round. So you've got to have these guys. You need your horses because we keep talking about it and I keep bringing it up. This is not a normal playoffs. You're not going to get to set up your rotation the way you normally do because of travel days. There's more than likely they're going to be playing more back-to-back games because there's no need to put a separation day for travel. These guys are going to be pitching more and you need everyone to be healthy because these games, obviously you're in the playoffs, but they're not as spread out as they usually are because they're going to be in a playoff bubble.
That's it.
That's kind of, you know, you should know my cadence by, you'd think after 10 years of,
I thought there was more to the playoff bubble.
You know my cadence.
Black and Abdallah here on the baseball.
Hold on. Because you're going to be in a playoff bubble.
Black and Abdallah here on the baseball show. I mean, Tyler's producing the show. Did you think that Abdallah had more to that cadence?
No, that was the end of the cadence.
No, that's a cadence, yeah.
I've
known you less than a year.
Thank you.
You thought he was done?
Thank you. That is professional broadcasting.
I didn't want to step on it.
Professional broadcasting cadence.
And so we'll keep our eyes on the White Sox and the Pirates.
I should have seen that you were looking at something, and I should have known.
I wasn't. I'm not looking at anything. I'm staring into space.
Well, you were looking at the computer. You might have been pulling something up. I don't know.
I think for your benefit, you would have preferred me to be looking at something than to just be glossed over sitting next to you.
Sometimes you just zone out. I don't know. Yes, it happens to the best of us.
That's exactly what happened. Let's go to the first pitch.
The first pitch.
Play ball.
Throwing out the first pitch, and I have to say this was rather impressive.
On the Baseball Show.
Right. There's your first pitch and then some.
On ESPN 1000.
All right, tonight's first pitch is we will keep our eyes on the White Sox and the Pirates as they take that game is taking place in Pittsburgh. We got to talk about the Chicago Cubs. 312-332-3776. The Cubs come into tonight's matchup at 24-18 to face the Reds, who are 18-23. Alec Mills, the right-hander's on the mound. Yeah. He's 3-3 with a 5.50 ERA for the Chicago Cubs. But this is what we need to talk about. This weekend, five games against the Cardinals, and the Cubs only win two. They win the opener 4-1. And then they win the game on Monday, yesterday, 5-1. In between a doubleheader on Saturday, they lose both of those games, 4-2 and 5-1. And then on Sunday, the Cubs lose 7-3 to the Cards. So the Cards now on the heels of the Chicago Cubs. Cubs go 2-3 on the weekend. The Cardinals are only 2.5 games back of first place at the moment, and it continues down this path. If you are a Cubs fan watching this team, they were awesome to start the year. But once again, they continue to play 500 or sub-500 baseball, and we see a good team in the Cardinals come into town over the weekend, and the Cubs lose 3 games out of the 5-game set.
I don't think any of these teams are good. I don't think anybody in the National League, National League Central is good. Is there a good team? Is there a team that if you were going into the playoffs, if you're in the, let's say, the NL East?
Well, record-wise, people will tell you the Cubs are good.
Don't look at the record. Don't look
at
the record.
The Cubs are good.
Use your eyes.
Based on their record.
Use your eyes.
What I've seen as of late, not very good.
They're not a good ball club. You look at St. Louis. We said it. This is your chance. You don't play the Cardinals again this year. You're done with the Cardinals. So you need to put some distance between you and that team so you don't have to worry about anything the rest of the season. You had a chance that if you won the series to put a little bit more distance. Now you're only 2.5 games up. I don't think that there is there's a quality team in the NL Central right now. I think the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Brewers, they're all kind of the same right now. They're okay teams that might get into the playoffs. The Cubs are most likely going to make the playoffs. They're 2.5 games up. There's not that much baseball left. There's less than a month of baseball left. Right now, they play the Reds for this series, then the Brewers, the Indians, the Twins, the Pirates for 4, and then they end with the White Sox at the end of the month, like we talked about earlier. And so, to me, yeah, these are all winnable games. You should be able to take 2 out of 3 against the Reds. Now, you've got Alec Mills on the mound tonight, and he was beat up by the Pirates in his last outing. Then you've got the Brewers. You have a chance to put some more separation between you and the Brewers. The Indians and the Twins are tough teams that are fighting for a playoff spot. They're going to be a tough out for sure. Then you've got the Pirates, who you should be able to beat up on, but they didn't last time. And then you've got the White Sox, who not only are going to be trying to make the playoffs as well because there's not that much separation in their division, but also they want the bragging rights. We saw what they did to the Cubs the last time they faced them this season. They beat them up. So it's not going to be easy because this team isn't the team that started the season. They're not the team that lost 3 games the first 3 weeks of the season. That's not this Cubs team.
Is that the end of the cadence right there? Was that it?
That's not this Cubs team.
I agree with you because if you look at the stats across the board there, Abdallah, they're 23rd in average. On-base percentage, they are 16th. Runs scored, 14th. Home runs, 8th. That's pretty good. When you look at their pitching stats, you know, in ERA, they're 11th, and I feel as if Yu Darvish has really carried this group. And we saw a good performance yesterday from Kyle Hendricks, and that's exactly what you need to get from Kyle Hendricks. But we know the bullpen's bad, right? So if you have a bad bullpen and you have a lineup who's super inconsistent, because, like, just ask yourself this. If you're a Cubs fan, who is having a good season offensively? Ian Happ, I'll give you Happ. Jason Hayward, so that's 2. And then who? Schwarber? Batting 217? No. Contreras, who's been hot in the last week, still batting only 235? Outside of that, I mean, who do you got? Rizzo? 217. Bryant? 200. Baez? 205. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the core of your team is not playing well, and they're not doing anything for you offensively. It's the same song and dance. We've seen this for years now. And since 2016, this Cubs team has performed exactly the way we've seen them perform at the end of every single season. How many years has this happened now?
2.
It's a good 3? Thing. I think it's 3 now.
This is 3?
I think we're going on 3. Didn't the bats fall asleep at the end of 17?
Yeah, they
happened
needed,
again
yeah,
in 18.
They needed naps.
Happened in 19. And now we look at this team and it's like, okay, I'm so glad that Joe Madden was the reason to blame for all of this. So glad. Can't wait to get Madden out of town. Well, you know what? It's the same exact lineup. All right, Cub fans. So this is the question. 312-332-3776. Grade the weekend. They went 2-3 against the Cardinals. What did you see? What did you like from the Cubs over the course of the weekend? Ian Happ continues to stay hot. I loved what Kyle Hendricks was able to do yesterday. What did you not like? Is it the fact that once again we see the Cubs in this weekend set against the Cardinals not put up many runs in the games that they lost, obviously. 3 runs on Saturday in 2 ball games. three runs on Sunday, a game that they lost where the Cardinals scored seven. You know, so what did you like? What didn't you like? We'll grade the Cubs over the course of the weekend. It's Black and Abdallah here on The Baseball Show.
The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah. Weeknights at 6 on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Cubs, Sox, Major League Baseball.
This is The Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah.
Presented by Goose Island Beer Company. On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
You want to play a game, Abdallah?
Yes.
Okay, the game is this. Here's a stat. You tell me if it means something or if it means nothing. Okay?
Something or nothing.
Something or nothing with Black and Abdallah.
Hold on, I'm having a greenie moment.
You right there? What's going on there?
Something went down the wrong pipe.
You right? Do I need to get the greenie out? Do I need to go to greenie? You okay?
Some phlegm.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
This is my favorite sport.
Baseball, yeah.
Me, growing up.
Okay. All right, I'm good.
Excuse me.
You okay?
This is my favorite sport. Pardon
yeah.
me, growing up.
Is this a bit or are you okay?
No,
you...
I had some stuff in my throat. Yeah.
Tonight's a fantastic, we've gotten off to a great start here.
Well,
on
it's
the baseball
allergy
show
season,
tonight.
And so like,
yeah, no,
my eyes
you.
Are itchy, my, yeah, there's, the,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, something or nothing. Here we go. Baseball show, Black and Abdallah.
Something
here's your stat. Okay, so after starting the season 13-3,
nothing
through August 13th.
Oh,
the Cubs are 11-15 in their last 26 contests. Now, something or nothing. The Cubs have held a lead in 9 of their 15 setbacks during this 26 game stretch. 6 of the 15 losses have been by a single run, while 2 have been by 2 runs apiece. Is that something or nothing? Something or nothing? Something or nothing?
I think it's something because...
Playing a lot of one-run games. Something or nothing?
I think it's something because I think it says how bad the bullpen is. It says their inability to come back late in games when they have given up the lead. You know, when you go into the bottom of an inning and it's, you know, you've got... Bryant Rizzo Baez up and you're like, oh man, all right, cool. And then you're like, well, wait a minute, 200, 217, 205. Like,
all right, cool.
Yeah, you're like, all right, Cubs,
let's
still,
go.
Cubs still got a chance. Bottom of the ninth, a guy on. And what's Baez going to do? He's going to swing at something in the dirt. So, yeah, it's telling of how they're struggling offensively and it's telling of their bullpen struggles.
So when we talk specifically about Javi Baez, yesterday he did have 3 hits. His average is still 205. Slash numbers of 205, 246, 365. Mm-hmm. Javi Baez is by far having one of his worst seasons
for sure.
As a major leaguer. Yesterday, Javi Baez talked about wanting to get the video back that he can watch during the game to make adjustments of the starting pitchers that he is facing. Here's Javi Baez yesterday on Zoom after the ball game.
To be honest, it's been suck because I make my adjustments during the game. I watch my swing. I watch where the ball was, where the contact was. I'm mad. I'm really mad about that we don't have it because we to be honest, with all the respect, we didn't shit. We're not shitting, and we gotta pay for all this. It's tough, but at the same time, it's a short season, and it's all this crap that we don't like. But I know, like, a lot of players are struggling too. A lot of stars are struggling, and I'm just one more. But the way that it is not the way we play baseball. And I need video. I need video to make adjustments and during the game. It don't matter who's there to watch us. It don't matter if we have. All the police that MLB wants to send over here. We need video bats. And I'm one of the guys that I'm going to keep trying to bring it back because we need them. And I'll make adjustments with
it. So that was Javi Baez yesterday. He did not say the SH word. He was saying cheating.
Yeah. They didn't cheat.
Well, I'm just making sure.
They weren't
sure
cheating.
Sometimes you get the swear police out there. So if you're a Cubs fan, you hear that audio or you saw the video of Javi yesterday talking about this, is the first thing that comes to mind, he needs to get that video back because that's what's missing. He would stop wildly swinging for junk that he can't hit if he just had that video. Is your response, wow, it's one of my favorite players and he's making excuses. And why doesn't he just play better? Everyone else in the league's playing by the same rules this year. Doesn't seem to be bothering Mookie Betts or Corey Seager or Ian Happ or Nelson Cruz or Mike Trout or Michael Conforto or any of the players who are having fantastic years, Fernando Tatis Jr., in and around Major League Baseball. Or do you hear it and just say, all right, that's just a guy giving an opinion on some video. He wants to see it. It's not a big deal.
I think it's a combination of all of those, because I think that, you know, baseball players are creatures of habit. Baseball players are creatures of routine. And if you're Javi and your routine is, you know, you get to the ballpark at a certain time, you take your warm-ups, you do all that, you hit the batting cages. Once you're in the game, you look at your, you know, you're in the game, you take an at-bat, you go, you strike out or whatever, and then you're like, okay, well, I messed that up. I'm going to go down and look at the video real quick. Maybe I'll hit the cage real quick again to make those adjustments, and then I'll go back up when it's time for me to go back on the field. Whereas now, instead of having like that routine, I'm not saying he's using it as an excuse. I'm just saying that a lot of these dudes are out of their routines, right? So now, instead of going and addressing the problem, he goes back. You saw it yesterday. He swung, he struck out, he goes back down, he sits down, and he was yelling at the ump, you know, because the pitch was outside of the box, right?
Is that part of the routine?
No, but it was close.
Just trying to make
it
sure.
It was probably, it was like right on the edge of the strike, the box, you know, you saw it. So then he goes, he's sitting there, and then he's dwelling on it, and he's thinking about it, and it's in his head, instead of going and addressing the problem. I don't think he's trying to use it as an excuse. I just think that these guys are creatures of habit, and part of his habit is the ability to go watch video of his swings and make an adjustment. And so he goes back out there, and then maybe it helps him, you know, get a single the next at bat or make better contact the next at bat. It's something to build on. I don't think he means it to be an excuse. I just think it's taking a lot of these guys out of their routine, and like maybe Ian Happ doesn't rely on video and he's just playing better. Maybe Tatis doesn't rely on video and he's just a guy who's like just has such a great pure swing that he's just successful. You know what I mean? Like some of these guys rely on video more than others. Javi's had video his entire life. He just doesn't know how to deal without it. It'd be like, so behind the scenes, right? You and I never learned. Did you ever learn how to cut tape?
Yes.
Physically how to cut tape?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler, have you ever learned how to cut tape?
No.
Okay. So if I all of a sudden took
it's
away.
A reel-to-reel machine.
Yeah, reel-to-reel machine.
You actually use a razor blade to cut
copy
the
paste.
Physical tape. So, and then you take a piece of tape and you tape it together to then eliminate the edit that you use.
So I cut that Javi bite on our digital editing system here, right? And I put it into our system and everything like that. If you all of a sudden, if I came in and that wasn't working and they were like, oh, it's all reel to reel now, you wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do. It's not an excuse. It's not what I'm used to. And now I have to learn this new way of doing things. And I'll adapt and I'll learn and I'll figure it out. But I think it's just guys that are out of their habit using tools that are no longer available to them. Does that make sense? Like, it's not like he's not like, oh, well, I suck now because I can't use video and now I'm ruined forever. And I'm not like, see what you did to Javi? You ruined him because he can't look at video. It's like, no, dude, survive in advance. Like, survive in advance. But I get it. But still, you're a Major League Baseball player who was an MVP candidate. Survive in advance.
That's lazy.
How's it lazy?
Because they're the entire league, like to compare it to doing audio production and that being a professional baseball player can't play baseball because can't look at the tape, that is stupid.
How's it stupid?
Like you're not lazy. That's a lazy comparison.
How's it a lazy comparison?
Because
I go with what I know.
He should be a better player. That's it. End of story.
But
Javi Baez should be better.
But he's used to something.
There shouldn't be the excuse.
Okay.
This is what irritates me about this Cubs team.
What about Anthony Rizzo? What about Chris Bryant? What about Kyle Schwarber? What about Jose Contreras?
Abdal, this is what irritates me about this Cubs team. No matter what takes place each and every year, they have an excuse. What happened with Chili Davis? What happened with launch angle?
He was asked about. Hold on.
They always have an excuse.
He was asked about it.
Maybe specifically Javi Baez in this one moment. Maybe he's okay.
A reporter asked him a question about it, and he answered the question.
Okay, great. My point is this. What was the excuse when the bats were quiet when Chili Davis was here? Get this guy out, right?
His bat wasn't quiet. He was an MVP candidate.
Okay. What was the excuse? It seems as if this group always has an excuse.
But
that's what I'm saying.
You're specifically bringing up Javi Baez. And when Javi Baez...
Well, we just played the audio. That's what I'm saying.
I understand that. And I'm saying that he was an MVP candidate before, and now he's struggling. And the one thing that has changed for him is the lack of video.
Faye on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Faye?
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I like your vein of thought here tonight because you guys are so on point. Rather than attack Hardy, you're listening to what he had to say and adjusting, well, my frame of mind, that, yeah, maybe he needs that video to see that he's swinging wildly. You know what I mean? So that he can adjust himself, because it seems crazy to us, but he's a creature of habit. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely. All baseball players are. It's a routine.
Right? So he needs that in there. I don't know how they can institute it back in there, but he needs to see himself doing these crazy things because he normally wouldn't do it. You know, so I think he's put off. And I thank you guys for bringing that up. What a great show.
Thank you, Faye. We appreciate
it. Thank you for listening every night. I really appreciate it.
Also, shout out to Faye. She's always in the Twitch chat.
I was just going to say, she's always in the Twitch chat.
All right, we have a lot more calls. 312-332-3776. Cub fans, you want to weigh in. Javi Baez, is he complaining? Is he making excuses? Or is he just struggling this year? Tell us next.
The Baseball Show.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Four balls, three strikes, a double play, and one. Place to hear the Baseball Show with Black and Abdallah. This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
The Baseball Show.
Presented by Goose Island Beer Company.
Feedback on our Javi Baez conversation. B-Mad says, or is Javi just a whiner? How about Kareem saying, give Javi that 140 mil and give him his video back? How about Greg saying, Javi might take longer to adjust to no video? It's not an excuse. The Twitch chat, there's a great debate going on in the Twitch chat. Note says, so what it boils down to, Abdallah, is that Javi just isn't as good as everyone else thought. Did I get that right, CB? Is that what we're talking about?
Raphael says he agrees with me. Pitchers have days to watch videos on batters, but batters don't really have that time to make those adjustments. Let's see. Javi had this problem when he came to the Cubs. He obviously did something to correct it. The video might be what he used to do things like see the strike zone and adjust his swing accordingly. You know, don't just read the ones that are pro you. You know,
Kevin says Javi seems to be like the guy who at least watched the video replay to then correct his swing.
Yeah, absolutely he does. But guess what? He's a student of the game.
I will say this. The aura of the legend of Javi Baez.
The dude has the logo tattooed on his neck.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, the dude loves baseball. You don't think he's going to do everything he can to be better at it?
Didn't say he doesn't love baseball.
No, you're kind of saying that, maybe he doesn't do the video. He's lazy.
No. I said the comparison to audio editing was lazy.
I heard Javi's lazy.
That's not what I said. Will in Virginia, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Did I call Javi Baez lazy, Will?
I don't think you called him lazy. I remember you said the word lazy in comparison to his...
Javi and lazy in the same sentence, didn't he, Will?
I don't think Javi's lazy at all. I think he hustles.
No. Well, and I was just going to say real fast, I think Abdallah makes a great point. I think it is...
Thanks, Will.
I think it is definitely a... I think you both make the right point. In general, I would say that at the end of the day, Baez has just got to... He's got to adapt and, you know, figure it out like any player. But... I won't deny that I'm sure that, you know, the lack of video, I'm sure that hurts, and I'm sure a lot of players might feel the same way. But, yeah, at the end of the day, he's just going to have to figure it out. And real fast, I just wanted to say I give the Cubs a D over the weekend. Obviously, they took 2 games out of 5. I think a lot of people would say they needed to win at least 3. same guys, Darvish, Hendricks, Happ played well, and Contreras, I'll leave on a kind of a glass half full note. Contreras is starting to heat up. I know it's a small sample in September and three of those games against Pittsburgh, but if he gets that bat going, maybe that's going to spark something with the offense because we know they need something.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the phone call, my friend.
I gave the Cubs I want to give them a C, and the only reason I'm not giving them a D like Will is because Hendricks looked great yesterday. That's the only reason I'm not, is because I think that hopefully Hendricks has turned a corner. I know he relied a ton on the defense yesterday, but that's something he generally does as a pitcher. So I'm going to say a solid C, maybe like a 73%. Like, it's almost a C minus because they lost 3 out of 5. But to get Hendricks back, and hopefully he's turning a corner to be the pitcher that they need him to be, and he can be the number two behind Yu Darvish, then that's why because otherwise it would have been a complete waste of a weekend.
Well, yeah, you can't lose 3 games out of the 5-game set and get a B.
No.
Right?
No,
like, it
no.
has to be C.
I don't even
want to
give him a C, like a solid. Like it's almost a C minus.
I feel like giving them a C is just going easy on them, right?
I don't think so. Like, I got grounded for C's, bro.
But does any Cub fan feel good about the weekend?
They're an average team. They're a C.
Right.
Average team.
Will was right. Happ, Darvish,
yeah.
Hendricks,
yeah.
Contreras.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Okay.
That's about it.
They're an average team.
Everything
That's a
else.
C. Isn't
everything
C average?
Else has been,
Syracuse. Isn't C average?
C is below. C
His
is
name
one of those
is
things
Tyler.
Is, it seems average, and they always try to justify it that it's average. C is not average.
What do you mean? What is this, new grading?
You're talking to two art school kids. What's wrong with C's? What's wrong with C's?
These kids today, they get C's, stars. And
C stands for chemistry, yeah. And it's something that I got a C in.
No. C is how they justify that you are average. But I think B minus C plus is actually average.
Wow.
But a standard C is
Mr. Overachiever
below.
Over yeah. here, producing the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is Syracuse in the house.
Let's go first to third.
First to third.
He is safe. Bryce Harper goes from first to third on a ground out.
Bleck and Abdallah.
Burning around second base.
Go first to third.
All the way from one corner to another.
Not stopping at second. He's going to try for third. And the throw is not in time. Able to go all the way from first to third on a wild pitch.
First to third on the Baseball Show on ESPN 1000.
Three different stories from around Major League Baseball tonight to get started. Not only do I have a Cubs note for you, but also the Cubs lineup tonight. Happ is leading off, Bryan at third, Rizzo at first, Javi Baez, Abdallah's guy at shortstop, Schwarber in left, Contreras catching, Kipnis the DH, Bodie at second, Maben in right field, and Alec Mills on the mound tonight, 7:15 start against the Reds at Wrigley Field. All right, Abdallah, Wilson Contreras, as of late, here's the note for first and third. He has been awesome as of late. He's 11 for 25, which is a .440 average with 7 runs, and a .517 OBP in his last 7 games to raise his season average 46 points from 196 to 242. So Wilson Contreras, we saw him get off to the slow start. Remember back in those practice games, he was lighting it up against the White Sox at home. He was mm-hmm. crushing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Contreras starting to turn it around in the last 7 days. Good news for Cub fans going forward towards the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. He's someone who's batting here. I mean, if Rizzo and Bryant and Schwarber and Baez and literally everybody that's not named Ian Happ isn't going to show up, you kind of need someone else to show up.
Yeah, and Wilson Contreras is going to have to do that to suffice with the offense. In first to third, did you see this earlier today? ESPN's Major League Baseball power rankings. You know, it was a big conversation last week.
Oh, no.
You were all about the disrespect and the power rankings.
See, I didn't know. I forgot it was Tuesday.
Yeah, well, we have
this short week.
Hot off the presses.
Uh-oh.
Fresh power
rankings for this. Where's the disrespect tonight coming from?
Do you want me to start at the top?
I'm trying to find it.
Well, I've got it right here. Let me tell you. The Dodgers are first in Major League Baseball. The Rays are second.
Hold on. Okay, I've got it. Go ahead.
The Athletics are third. The Indians are fourth. The Twins are fifth.
The disrespect.
The Padres are sixth. The Yankees are seventh.
Whoa.
We'll talk about the Yankees in just 1 second. The Braves are eighth. Chicago White Sox, ninth.
How do they drop? How do they drop?
The Astros are 10, and the Chicago Cubs are 11, followed by the Phillies at 12.
Justified.
Now your thoughts.
How do the White Sox drop from 8th to 9th when...
Well, they lost the series to the Twins last week. That's
so
why.
What? They just swept the Royals.
Again, my point the entire time...
You know how hard
it
is to sweep a four-game series, a four-game set?
It's the Royals. My point the entire time was that was a benchmark series against the Twins. They didn't play well, and thus there was no disrespect.
The Yankees might not even make the playoffs.
Well, and that, as we continue on with first to third, the next story I have for you, Abdallah, is that on ESPN.com, there is an article up today titled by Marley Rivera, "Could the New York Yankees miss the playoffs? They need to regroup soon." And it talks about how the Yankees, after starting the season off hot in the first winning 16 of their first 22 games, that they've now gone 5-13. That's the skid that they're currently on. Their offense is completely slumping, hitting .203. They've only had 18 home runs, and they've slugged .341 in that time frame. And so the entire article is about how the New York Yankees, if you look at the standings, right now they are the 8th seed in the American League, on the cusp of being caught by teams behind them like the Baltimore Orioles.
I just can't get over this White Sox slander. I'm shocked.
We moved on to the Yankees.
I'm
here.
Shocked. I'm appalled. It all ties together, Chris. It's okay. First to third. It's a single run around the bases here. I'm appalled. I'm offended, personally and for White Sox fans. And this will not stand. This simply will not stand.
So the Orioles are two games back of the Yankees right now, mm-hmm. for eighth,
yeah.
in the American League. Right now, if the season ended today, the White Sox would be the 4 seed, taking on the Blue Jays, the 5th seed. Oof. In the first round of the playoffs.
If you
look at the National League, the Cubs would be the 3 seed, taking on the Cardinals, the 6th seed. So that would be a hell of a way to start the MLB season.
That'd be fun. I mean, the Yankees are 3-7 in their last 10. They've lost 4 in a row. And you put them ahead of the White Sox? This East Coast media bias.
I'm just saying.
East Coast media bias.
The only thing you can be disgruntled about with the power rankings is that Yankees number. Everything else makes sense.
On the Twitch chat, Note says, Soxdala is feeling disrespected. He is right. Soxdala is disrespected.
That's fine.
Disrespected.
That's fine.
What do you mean that's
fine? One day you'll get your vengeance. I would imagine Soxdala.
On the East Coast media elite.
Yes, on the East Coast media elite.
He's sitting right there is what he's doing.
I know, Mr. Syracuse.
Mr. Syracuse,
the show.
Tyler producing the show. Sitting East Coast media elite over there.
He's sitting there looking at us, wishing that you're Tirico and I'm Casas, and then just being like, oh, how great would that show
be? He'd love to produce that show. Are you kidding me?
Coming up next, we have our stat of the night.
From Wrigley on the north to guaranteed rate on the south.
This is the Baseball Show on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This hour of the Baseball Show is brought to you by The Book at Hollywood Casino in Aurora in Joliet.
Welcome to the Baseball Show.
Presented by Goose Island Beer Company.
Catch up on your time.
Click the Baseball Show tile for the podcast on the new ESPN Chicago app.
This is the Baseball Show on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Is the Twitch chat lit?
Oh, it stays lit.
Is it popping tonight?
Yeah. They're getting there's breaking NFL news. Von Miller might be out for the year.
Really?
Yeah, they're talking about that. They're saying C's get degrees.
Yeah, they do. I graduated
just fine.
Shout out.
And you know who accepted me? Columbia College. Actually,
yeah,
DePaul first.
Shout out to Columbia College Chicago. What up, South Loop?
Yeah. Soxdala is definitely being disrespected right now. And good night, Faye. Thanks for calling. She's going to bed.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's logging off.
It's pretty early. I mean,
she's logging off. I don't know.
6:51 here in Chicago, but
she's logging off. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, this Anthony Rizzo update is hydrated by Body Armor. Mm. Rizzo yesterday went 0-4, but he did have an RBI sac fly to center in the bottom of the third to take the score to 2-0. Cubs with the lead yesterday. They go on to win the game 5-1 over the Cardinals. Rizzo in the lineup tonight, playing first for the Chicago Cubs. Body Armor with potassium-packed electrolytes, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Ditch your old sports drink and switch Body Armor.
You know what I was doing on Saturday, Chris? I was golfing 36 holes.
Yeah.
I was crushing beers.
Yeah.
And I was crushing Body Armors.
I was drinking Body Armor.
It was delicious.
It was a little warm out. I needed some Body Armor, yeah. So I went for
it. I'm sweating nothing but beer, and I needed something to rehydrate and replenish for the second 18. Just right to that Body Armor, that tangerine flavor, that coconut flavor. I had to double up.
I don't think that it's in the copy here for Body Armor to suggest that they are the drink of the second 18, but it's the way I started my day off.
Absolutely. And then I'm feeling, you know, it's a long week. I was feeling a little dehydrated. I had some of that electrolyte water.
Which is good, too.
Comes in a liter.
Yeah.
You get a liter of water.
I know.
Hydrates you right up.
Yes, it will.
It did. I'm not telling you it will. I'm saying it did.
I know. I just the way that, yes, I agree. That's what, yes, it's delicious. I enjoy it. So the Rizzo update brought to you by Body Armor. Switch Body Armor. Black and Abdallah here with you on the baseball show. It's time for Stat of the Night.
Jombie's on base percentage was .476.
Stat of the Night.
Damon's on base, .324. And Almeida's was .291.
On the baseball show.
Add that up and you get...
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
.1092.
On ESPN 1000.
Did you really say it'll hydrate you right up?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What is going on today?
It'll hydrate you right up.
All right. Tonight's stat of the night here on the baseball show is 38. Do you know why the number tonight is 38? Well, let's go to the Cubs game yesterday. And Kyle Hendricks
on
the mound.
Did they leave 38 men on base?
No, is that possible? Kyle Hendricks wins yesterday. He's now 5-4 on the season. He threw 8 innings, 7 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, no walks, 4 strikeouts. His ERA is now 3.41 on the season. Kyle Hendricks, this start, marks the 38th consecutive start in which Kyle Hendricks finished with 2 or fewer walks, establishing a Cubs franchise record.
Oh.
So Kyle Hendricks gets our stab the night tonight with his 38th consecutive start with fewer than 2 or less walks in a contest.
Kyle Hendricks is a great pitcher. He's a super nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, you know, I hope he's turning around from this corner. And I think that, you know, when he cashed in with the Cubs, I feel like the Cubs will end up getting a good deal out of that because I think he's that. He's a great. He'd easily be your number one if Yu Darvish wasn't pitching this well. You know what I mean? Like Yu Darvish pitching this well, and Hendricks coming in and being your number two is sets them up well. Now, if Lester could get his blank together, you'd have 3 great starters right there, and I think that way it would really help the pressures on this offense a lot. The problem is, your number three, your John Lester, your number three starter, hasn't been able to put together a good quality outing in how many games?
Well, and with Kyle Hendricks specifically here in the month of September, okay, now we get 2 outings back-to-back against the Pirates and against the Cardinals, where now things are going in the right direction. We saw in August where he had 3 consecutive losses, Cardinals, Sox, Reds, where he didn't look right. And especially with the 5 earned runs against the Reds on Friday of the 28th of August, I mean, it seemed as if he was going the wrong direction. And we've kind of seen both sides of the coin from Kyle Hendricks this year. He started off the season really well, going 9 innings, right? Pitching the entire game, a complete game to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then next time out, 6 earned runs, right? Then you get a couple of good performances at the start of August. Then 3 straight there bad. Now he's getting September off to the right foot. Hopefully for Cub fans, this can continue on this path towards the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think you're going to need him. Assuming the Cubs make the playoffs and don't lose every series from here on out, you're going to need him, because if you can't count on John Lester, it's going to be Yu Darvish, Kyle Hendricks. You can't count on Alec Mills. Who knows when Jose Quintana is going to be coming back? So, yeah, you need him. You absolutely need him.
So tonight for the Chicago Cubs, Alec Mills is on the mound, the right-hander for the Cubs. He's 3-3 with a 5.50 ERA against the Reds, who the Cubs have had their way with Cincinnati to this point in the season. But again, Cincinnati playing a little bit better baseball than they were earlier in the year when the Cubs face him. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this kind of series plays out. And obviously, for Cub fans, you need more from Alec Mills, especially tonight.
Yeah, and I think you're with Hayward out of the lineup, you know, you're going to need more offense somewhere. He's still having that shortness of breath issue. It is not COVID-related, but they're keeping him out of the lineup. He's still day-to-day. So you need your offense from somewhere. You need, you know, Rizzo's got to put together some good at-bats. Contreras is starting to find it. Javi needs to watch some video or something. And they'll hopefully they can figure it out, because this is a team that looks like a quick out in the playoffs right now.
Bleck and Abdallah here with you. This is The Baseball Show. You can download the podcast of The Baseball Show right on the ESPN Chicago app. Coming up in 2 minutes, we will talk about Mitch Trubisky being named the Week 1 starter for the Chicago Bears against the Lions.
This is The Baseball Show with Bleck and Abdallah.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.